that the stream of religion pure and undefiled may flow on broad and clear, a blessing to humanity. And now a few words regarding the evolution of this book. It is something over a quarter of a century since I labored with Ezra Cornell in founding the university, which bears his honored name. Our purpose was to establish in the state of New York an institution for advanced instruction and research, in which science pure and applied should have an equal place with literature, in which the study of literature ancient and modern should be emancipated as much as possible from pedantry, and which should be free from various useless trammels and vicious methods, which at that period hampered many, if not most, of the American universities and colleges. We had especially determined that the institution should be under the control of no political party and of no single religious sect, and with Mr. Cornell's approval, I embodied stringent provisions to this effect in the charter. It had certainly never entered into the mind of either of us that in all this we were doing anything irreligious or unchristian. Mr. Cornell was reared a member of the Society of Friends. He had from his fortune liberally aided every form of Christian effort, which he found going on about him and among the permanent trustees of the public library which he had already founded. He had named all the clergymen of the town, Catholic and Protestant. As for myself, I had been bred a churchman, had recently been elected a trustee of one church college and a professor in another.